The good stuff from the memory verse today. This is our memory verse for the week, and it's from our discovery that we're going through, that we're reading every day. And let's say it. Let's say it together. And he sat down and called the 12 and saith unto them, if any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all. I went to the Greek words, to the Greek dictionary to find out what those words meant. You know what? Unfortunately, they mean exactly what they say. If any man desire to be first. Remember, Jesus was having trouble with the 12 at this time because they were kind of jostling amongst themselves. Who's going to be closest to him and who's going to rule? And he's saying to them, hey, you're going about it the wrong way. It's not just the position. It's really what you do for me. And does the kingdom of God really come first in your life? That's what was most important to Jesus. And so he's saying that the person who serves in the kingdom of God, not the one that shouts the most or has the position of authority, but who, the man that serves, that's what Jesus wants. And that's the heart that God's after in all of us as members of the kingdom of God. I thought, how interesting. I read in Discovery, and I went ahead, and you have to go to Saturday. Saturday, it talks about the verse. On Sunday, we get the memory verse, but then you have to look for the day because we're not there yet, and so I believe Saturday is the day that it talks about this verse. Then also, I wanted to share with you, those of you who have the walk, what's the name of our book from last year?
Closer Walk.
Is that what it said, Closer Walk? No, the book, Walk Through the Bible, Daily Walk Through the Bible.
Thank you, it was Daily Walk Through the Bible.
Yeah, that book.
Woo! Anytime I can help.
Well, I kind of sprung it on you. go back to that, because if you want to know, coordinate two resources on the reading from Discovery for today, go back to the book from last year and read what it says about those verses, because it's, you know, goes right straight through the Bible. So anyway, today I went to it and I saw it. This is what it says about the verse. To be a servant doesn't mean you have no rights, but that you have freely given up the rights you possess in order to benefit another. True servanthood is based on love and not coercion. I thought, wow, that's neat. That's refreshing to have it from more than one source. Amen. Let's stand this morning, because we all want to be servants in the body of Christ.
Amen.
And we want to glorify God in everything we do. So let's celebrate this morning, Pastor Kev.